first nine Prakim of Mishlei. Tell us one topic. Hashem created the world. He created a terror first. He built the world out of it. And the way to go through this world in a successful way is through the terror. Basic message of the first nine Prakim of Mishlei. Now we have the second part of Mishlei. It begins again. Mishlei Shlomo. The first part began. Interesting. Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. Now it just says Mishlei Shlomo. Ben Chacham Yisamechov. Ben Ksil to Gassimo. So if you take a look at the Mepharshim, they're two pshat. And one pshat is take it literally, Rashi says. The other pshat is that Shlomo, Mar Shvua says, Shalom Shalom, Tzakarish Baruch. Let's take it literally. The valid pshat. Ben Chochem, you have a smart son. His father's going to be happy about it. Ben Ksil, you have a foolish son. He's going to be the Agnes Nefesh of his mother. That doesn't. I have a bunch of questions that bothered me the first time I read this book. Here we have the Mishlei of Shlomo, the Chochmei Kol Adam, where he said, Ruach HaKodesh. Guess what he said? Ben Chochmei Samachal. What? I don't understand. I need Shlomo HaMelech to tell me that a father's happy, he has a smart, successful son. I could figure that out on my own. I don't need someone else to talk to me. Uben Ksil, the foolish one to Gazimo. Mother's going to be upset with him. If a mother sees her son being stupid and acting stupid and foolish, of course she's going to be upset. I need someone else to tell me this. So obviously, it must be more to it than just and then just this. The answer is: take a look at the Mepharshim. So Ben Chacham is telling me. Very important thing, number one. Mother and father in raising children have very different tasks. The Pesukim say, and why does it say, Ish imo v'oviv tiro shabsosai tishmoru? Where mother comes first, and it says, kabeda savicha v'esimecha. And Kabe, it's the father first, it says. The father is supposed to be the disciplinarian of the family, teaching him Chochmas HaTorah. And from the Chochmas HaTorah, he will know how to function in this world. First thing, that's the father's job. And we don't believe in equivalence of the sexes among today's Mishagasta. The father has the role of a father, the mother has the role of a mother, and two different roles. Now, they overlap to a large degree. But teaching Chochmas HaTorah, that's really matter that a man is mechuyev to teach Chochmas HaTorah to his son. It's a mitzvah. A woman's not mechuyev. If there's no father, to step in to the degree she can. But if you have a normal family situation, it is the father's role to teach Chochmas HaTorah to his son and to set him on the path in a disciplined way how to function in this world of the Chochmas HaTorah. That is, and if the father is successful, he ends up with a Ben Chochem. Ben Chochem, who learned, says, Malbim Sha'osav Chukei HaChochma El Nafshu U'misnaheg Bohem. In fact, you can say a complicated pshat in a Rashi and a Ramban, that's not a Ben Chochem. Ben Chochem is someone who's learned the Chochmas HaTorah and learned how to run his life down to the finest detail. Al pi Chochmas HaTorah. Yisamachov, because he's been successful. And father's allowed to be happy that he's been successful in his job, teaching his son Chochmas HaTorah. And all of the, and how to lead his life according to Chochmas HaTorah. Now, a mother's role is a different role. A mother's role is teaching Midas, Tavis, and Hanhagas Chacham. Just plain Midas, Tavis. Banksil, someone and who doesn't have Midas Tavis, who doesn't know how to run his life. The difference between a Chochem and a Ksil is not in theoretical knowledge. If a Ben Chochem is someone misnahig bohen, Ben Ksil, nolos mederech ha-chochma mneita avoso shezegeda ha-ksil, usibas tugosim o sha'em tekarvo so bayose, ad shalchen yichas tomet tov el ovu v'hara elimo. Ovu amoru musu ma'em tegagea ach benov lo taniach zov lo yasu b'shev. If a mother, a mother has two roles, and a fortune say. Imo is the one who teaches me this as he grows up. And she's going to be one to see that she's been successful in her role or not been successful. What will pull in all of them, the growth, the mouth, all the fortune, Matsudis, all of them say the same thing. Why is it that Ben Chochem is not going to learn Torah from his father, learn the Chochmas HaTorah, and how to be misnayeg al pi Chochmas HaTorah? And the answer is the Baal Taiva. Being a Baal Taiva, not going to listen to him. Then the mother has to deal with him on that, on a totally different level. Has to deal with him on a level dealing how to deal with his tivus and how to misgaber on his midas. And there are all sorts of tivus in this world. There are tivus haguf and tivus hanefesh. Bad midas is also a tivus. Ben Ksil. So he's not going to be with a father in the learning Torah. He's going to be a Baal Taiva and not even learning his midas and his creatures like Yetzer from his mother. So she's found. Tugosima. Okay. What is telling me a lot here? The role for the father, role for the mother, father can be successful, the mother can be successful, you need both of them, each has a different role. It's Chochma Satera, to Misnagabi Chochma Satera, part of the discipline a father gives a child. A mother comes from a different angle, there's a Midas Tevis, your Shemayim, how to deal with the Gezahara, and sets him up to be able to makabel Chochma Satera from the father. He becomes a Baltaiv and doesn't want Misnagel Pichochma Satera, so that means the mother has failed in her job. And it's a double failure. A, you failed in your job, and you see right in front of you, son who acts improperly. So number one, Lo Yilu Osos Resha Utstoka Tatsum Imavis. Lo Yariv Hashem Nefesh Tzadi Ahabas Yoshoyim Yehedo. Now, tells me the number one Yetzer Hara that pulls people away from listening to Chochma Satera. It's called money. It's an interesting thing in this week's parsha, next week's parsha. In Makkos Bechoros, all the Avodah Zarahs were destroyed. They come down to Kriyas Yamsuf, is one of his old Sephon. Manishtana. After you destroy all the Avodah Zarahs in this world, what is Baal Sephon? That's the Avodah Zarah of money. You destroy everything, but the most difficult Avodah Zarah to get rid of is the Avodah Zarah of money. So because of that, person can now just feel okay. What's going to pull him away? The table is very rough. This idea of even your money, aspects of your money, are have to be disciplined. Every aspect of your money, you have to think it's mutter, it's also. What parnosa are you going into? How you do your parnosa and the like? The other person said, listen, I want to enjoy life. I want to pile up gigantic bank account. Well, you'll ilu also resha. Shlomo Melech is also the richest person around. Doesn't help. Oops. And the way the world goes, stock it has in the stock is what saves you. When Tomat Sadik she advises the chassus to give it all away. Why should I give it away? How am I going to live? I have $100 billion. I'll give away $10 billion. Why? Lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik. V'havas yishrem yadav. Tells me in the end of the day, olam hazeh olam habo. Even in olam hazeh, money doesn't buy anything. Stock is what saves someone, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu guarantees that the Baal Tzedakah doesn't lose because it's stock. And the Rosho, who single-mindedly, all he can do is pursue money, that will pursue him in life and will collapse. Stokah Tatsum in office. There are two ways of looking at money a person makes. And it's a very difficult Messiah. I made it, it's mine. I'll do with what I want. Why should someone else take it? And I did what I did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me success. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me what to do with the money. These are different problems. But Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't think just because you made a lot of money that you're running the world and you're in control of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still running the world. And the way a person guarantees himself success is to go to the top of your office. And because of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that you don't lose because it's stuck. And the people who are totally preoccupied and keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture, in the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure they end up realizing that he's running the world. Reading this psukim, a story that made a very deep impression on me. Famous story for Byron Cutler. Byron Cutler, during the war years, worked very hard in Fahatzola. Once, a group of Jews escaped and were in Italy. And since Mussolini, who was running Italy at the time, was on good terms with Hitler, he wanted to hand those Jews back to the Germans. The Baron Cutler was running around trying to save. He was trying to figure out all the contacts in Italy, what was going to take to save them. So someone finally told him the person who could save him was the Italian head of the mafia in New York. And he had all the connections in Italy. If he wanted them saved, they'd be saved. So nothing stood in his way when it came to saving the life of a Jew. Okay, I have to go see the head of the mafia. I said, you know who this head of the mafia is? He's Rotzeya, the guy of number one, I mean. I have to go to see him. So, very shlichim, how they made contact, I'm not sure. They made contact with him. The super rabbi, holy man, wants to come and talk to him. So, he took someone along, Rav in Queens, as an interpreter, as he didn't speak English, and the head of the mafia didn't speak Yiddish. So he came along. So the Baron Cutler spoke in his animated way, explaining to him what he asked him to do a favor, save these Jews' lives. Obviously, they wonder what is the price he's going to ask from the Baron Cutler back. What can the Baron Cutler offer him? So he offered him, so he asked him, if I'm willing to do it on one condition. The rabbi gives me a blessing. I want a blessing from the rabbi. The holy man, I want a blessing from him. So he goes back, this person in the middle goes back and tells Baron Cutler he wants a bracha from him. So no problem. Okay. So Baron Cutler gave him a bracha that when he dies, he should die in his bed at home. That was his bracha. What's going to give him? Your next Ritzicha should be Matzliach. Your next Geneva, your next bank holdup should be Matzliach. He couldn't. Oh, okay. So what's he going to give him? So the person in the middle was a little hesitant to give over to this mafia head what Baron Cutler had said. So the mafia got very, I want you to tell me exactly what the rabbi said, exactly, without any sort of hesitation. So he told him. And he jumped. Oh, what a wonderful blessing. Means I won't be shot in a holdup. I won't be killed here. I won't be put into jail. I'll die in my own bed at home. he understood. Derech HaTeva. You lose your life to that. You're not running the world. The follow-up to the story, Shtechagav. The man was Marech Yomim, which is unusual in that world. And he died in bed at home. After he died, his son, who took over the next stage of the mafia, knew the story his father had told him, and he tried to find out who is this rabbi. By that time, Rav Aaron Cutler was in Illinois, and he found out that rabbi also has a son, went to Lakewood to meet Liv Shnei Cutler, and told him, I'll do anything, you give me the same blessing your father gave my father. So Rav Aaron said, listen, I don't have the powers upstairs, my father. But that's the first part of the puzzle. What Shlomo HaMelech is saying is in a Hanan. And he was reading it from a very different way. Now, what's pulling this Ben Ksil away from leading his life up to Chochmas HaTorah is one thing. And that is, as all the fortune say, five. Ksil says in the Malbim, Hanolos Mechuke Achochma Meitavosa. And now, he says, look up above, and it says it above. Perek Aleph, the end of Perek Aleph. He Meshuas Psoim Tahargan, Vashalvos Ksilim Tah. The Ksil, this foolish Ksil, he's going to get destroyed because he wants an easy life in this world. There's no easy life in this world. And that's first. That's one pshat. That's a pshat Ben Chochom Samachov is talking about a real father and a real mother. And lo ilu otzes reshut stoka tatzel me mothers lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik v'havetz v'shoyim v'adeh. It's telling a person very simple. Father has his role, mother has her role. The father has to do his job, the mother has to do her job. And what pulls the son away is taiva, and the leading taiva in life is taiva sakesef. Now, there is a certain, this very fundamental point. This story about Ramaran Coleman is head of the mafia. He was in all of his gnevus and all of his ritzichus and everything the mafia does. What was he afraid of? Did he get killed? So why is he doing it? The answer is, the difference between the Eitzetov and the Eitzahara is one small difference. It's the whole difference. The Eitzahara says today, the Eitzetov says tomorrow. It's all difference. Right now, he's going to hold up that bank, he's going to walk out with it. Oh no, it's have the money. It's today. He knows there may be a consequence. You're so drunk about today, you don't think about tomorrow. And that's my focus. So, Neitav also? Yeah, he has a time. He wants that money. You don't think about today, you think about today. You don't think about it. So, the pulling away of a person from that preoccupation with his taiva, that he wants to block out the Chochmas HaTorah and live according to that discipline, saying, listen, here is a tomorrow. You'll succeed today. It's there. Listen, if you look at it on a total picture, on a life scale, on that total picture, it's not worth it. And that is the first, and that is basically what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. There's another pshat that my Rashi's other pshat is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Metz Hashem, we know that we'll say next time.